Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are down to the last few days before Christmas. This is the 21st of December. And over the course of the next 5 days leading into this wonderful holiday, I would like to address some things that surround the Christmas story without just going through the traditional telling, which I think is awesome. The traditional telling of the Christmas story should be repeated often, not just at Christmas, but what happened when Christ came into the earth in the form of a man and what that means for us covenantally. All those things should be rehearsed and went over. But for the next few days, I want to take it from different angles and talk about a few different things that are involved in this holiday. First and foremost, I would like to say that I did a sermon in 2014. I would highly recommend, I'm going to use some elements from that sermon, some of the notes and some of the thoughts, a few of the scriptures we used, that was called The Star-Crossed Love Story of Emmanuel. It was our Christmas sermon from 2014. We'll do a Christmas address to all of our online viewers and listeners in 2015, but this was a sermon we preached at the time pastoring in Missouri. I just want to point that out because I want to let you know for the future, any sermon that you're looking for by our ministry, if you know the title, the sermons have been downloaded so much, we're approaching 2 million downloads through Podbean. Our sermons have been downloaded so much that if in most cases, if you know the title, you can go to Google, put in the title, and then my name, and usually the sermon will be in the top, most of the time right at the top, and definitely in the top 3 or 4 on your search engine. So you can then find it, and then just click it, and you can listen to those sermons. So go find The Star-Crossed Love Story of Emmanuel, and I want to give credit where credit is due. I read a book in 2014 called Jesus, A Theography, by Leonard Sweet and Frank Viola. It really fired me up, and they had a section in their chapter on Jesus' birth and beyond called The Star of Bethlehem and the Cross of Calvary, and they made the statement, the beginning of the Jesus theography is a star-crossed love story that brings together the Star of Bethlehem and the Cross of Calvary. And I loved the thought so much that I used it and gave them credit. I also give credit to them for printing a poem that I start that sermon with and want to start with today, by German poet Angelus Silesius, and it's really short. Listen to this. If in your heart you make a manger for his birth, then God will once again become a child on earth. I like the thought of your heart being the manger for Jesus, being the place where he lays his head, the place where he rests, because that's really what he was doing, was God laying his head into humanity's, into our world. He lays down into our world and then rises up in our world and then becomes the sacrifice for our world, lies down again in death, rises up again in life, and this time for all of mankind. And so that makes the cross the place where the incarnation of Christ and the resurrection of the risen Christ will intersect. And so whenever the Bible says unto you a child is given, or unto you a son is born, it's really God, which the New Testament calls Emmanuel, a word that really does mean God with us, is actually making his incarnation not only on planet Earth, but his incarnation in our lives. And so I like to start there. I recommend that book, by the way, as a great read. If you've got a few days here left before Christmas, might make someone a great read that loves seeing Jesus in the scriptures. Tomorrow we'll use some scriptures and talk a little bit more about the incarnation of Christ, and we hope to be with you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.